What if I told you that you could shape the mental health of your team through clever communication and leadership strategies? So my gift to you is five communication techniques that you can use in the run-up to the end of year break. Welcome to the Experts Speak English podcast. Together, we'll discover how to talk yourself into an international career without the bullshit. Every business conversation that you have takes you closer to or further away from your goal. So this show is about getting both informal and formal conversations right. Whether that's a confidential personal chat with a key player on your team or on the stage in front of hundreds of industry experts. What you say and how you say it counts. And if leadership is your goal, then being able to influence people will accelerate the process. At the end of each episode, I give you an opportunity to try out what you have just learned on the show. Perhaps you'll be brave enough to rise to Coco's communication challenge. You'll get to try out one of the tools, techniques, or tips at work, because listening about leadership and leading are not the same thing, honey. I'm Corin Wilhelm. I'm a corporate communication coach with almost 25 years of experience of helping leaders to secure the career that someone with their knowledge and experience deserves through intentional communication, intercultural awareness, and the confidence to really show up as the English speaking expert. So let's get cracking, shall we? Today's episode is a little different. Snuggle up in your headphones because this is a warm, gift-wrapped episode. And it was inspired by a 12 Days of Christmas private podcast that I created for a corporate client of mine. I had noticed that these engineers, health and safety experts, project managers and leaders were looking and sounding jaded. 40 subscribers received their own unique link to 12 communication tips for the lead up to Christmas and in preparation for the new year. The idea was to give them some communication insights to make the end of the year more of a stroll than a crawl. It was actually really fun to create, and since I love giving but have to be careful about compliance, then this educational gift felt generous without feeling awkward. Those of you that know me will be familiar with my 3-2-1 feedback. I see feedback as a gift, and today this show is my gift to you. In fact, it's a communication bundle of gifts. Each one is something that you can use in down-to-earth December conversations at work. If you work with someone who's brilliant but isn't getting the credit that they deserve, you might want to share this with them too. So, as the year wraps up, communication gets noisy, doesn't it? Last-minute meetings, Christmas speeches to prepare, handovers, and those slightly awkward social events, dangerously laced with political correctness. So, in this episode, you'll get five gifts that you can use straight away. Plus, of course, Coco's Communication Challenge, which you can try out as soon as you can. Now, gift one is the gift of laughter. One of the things that people say to me is that when I walk in the room, I bring fresh energy. Now, I never used to know how I did this, but actually, a keynote speaker that I'm working with told me, well, Corin, you're just a very authentic and open person. That makes you warm and approachable. So now I know. Well, now I am no comedian. I can never remember jokes. But one of the best gifts you can bring into a room in December is light, respectful humour. Nothing fancy, just the odd upbeat comment. It lowers tension, makes people feel safe, and reminds everyone that we're human at the end of the day, not just job titles. The good news is that you don't have to be funny. You just need tiny moments of warmth. A self-deprecating remark, you know, something that makes fun of yourself, a playful metaphor, or a small observational joke about the end of the year that is kind, not cutting. Internal communication doesn't have to be serious all of the time for you to be taken seriously. So Coco's communication challenge for this first gift is your next year-end meeting or email, add one gentle, season-appropriate moment of humour. For example, naming a topic the final sprint before the dash for the Christmas market, or acknowledging that everyone's brains are already halfway to the holidays. To communicate in this way makes you approachable and people will feel seen and heard. So here is gift number two, the gift of inclusion. Festive seasons can highlight how different people's realities are. Not everyone celebrates, not everyone has family gatherings, and not everyone experiences December as joyful. So inclusive communication means making space for all of that without forcing your joyfulness or anticipation on them. People will resonate with you much more if they do not feel excluded by any comments that you make. So you can do this by using neutral language. End of the year instead of Christmas. A Jewish boss of mine sensitized me to this. Offering opt-outs without guilt and asking open questions rather than assuming anything. What are you doing over the next couple of weeks? So Coco's communication challenge is this. Before your next seasonal message, scan it carefully and remove any assumptions. Replace any phrases that could exclude someone. For example, everyone is celebrating with wording that allows for different experiences. Not everybody drinks alcohol. Not everybody has children. Not everybody is celebrating Christmas for religious reasons or otherwise. So that brings me on to gift three, the gift of clarity. December communication often gets really rushed, and that's when mistakes tend to happen. And that means unclear requests, vague deadlines, and misunderstandings that tend to explode in January. So clarity is a gift you give to yourself, but also to the people around you. Practical clarity sounds like one clear ask, one clear deadline, and one sentence on why it matters. It's also about saying explicitly what can wait until next year so that people can mentally park it. Now, don't forget to soften your clarity with politeness. Please, thank you, and you're welcome are quick and easy and express respect and gratitude. So Coco's communication challenge for this gift is to take one email or message you're about to send and trim it down. To some context in sentence one, your request in the next sentence, and a concrete by when in the final sentence. If needed, start with a heading about what is not urgent. Just take the pressure off a little. And gift four is the gift of flexibility. The end of the year is hectic. School events, travel, illnesses, last minute project sprints. Flexible communication recognises this and uses asynchronous tools cleverly and intentionally so that people can contribute without being on 24/7. I'm talking about tools like Slack, Trello, Teams chat, tools like this. So this employee experience puts your team under less pressure, especially amid a sea of really hard-pressed deadlines, and that close out the year dash. Make sure that you, as part of the leadership team, are not putting people under even more pressure than necessary. Yes, you have business objectives and strategic planning metrics. I get that. But you also don't want your team to be struggling with burnout. So make sure that any end of the year requests are actionable within the time frame you give. Be flexible. Be compassionate. Be realistic. That might mean a short voice note instead of a long meeting, a Loom or screen recording instead of another quick call, or agreeing that replies over the next days may be slower. That gives people an opportunity to breathe. Instead of dashing from one appointment to the next, year-end communications are important, but do they need to be in real time? Flexibility helps people to stay engaged without burning out. That makes you a considerate communicator, and you will see employee engagement improves if they are not dashing from town hall to status updates to performance reviews. Be respectful of people's time and make sure that your end of year communications don't rob valuable time at this really busy time of year. So Coco's communication challenge is this: to keep employees engaged and upbeat, for one update this week, choose an asynchronous format, voice note, recorded message, or a well-structured written update, instead of a live meeting, and notice how it changes the energy both for you and for others. This is a great opportunity to reduce stress. By the way, a voice note shouldn't be one of those horrendous, rambling, thinking aloud time sucks. Think about your message, make bullet points, and stay on point. Likewise, a well-structured written update will probably take you longer to create, but you can probably use the structure for future updates too, making it faster and more efficient next time. Gift 5, the gift of silence. In a season full of noise, literal and mental, silence becomes a powerful communication tool. Short intentional pauses after a question or maybe a key statement gives others a little bit of time to think, and that signals that their contribution matters. It gives them a gap in the conversation in case they have questions. You can use silence in meetings by asking a question and counting to 5 in your head, or in one-to-ones by leaving space after someone shares something important. Let it sink in. Indulge them with silence. Silence says you have room here. Coco's communication challenge is this: in your next conversation, ask one question and then consciously stay quiet for at least 5 seconds. This is not easy. It takes some practice. In workshops, I count to 10 in my head as I take a drink and tidy my materials, and that gives people a chance to think about how the learning affects them. And you know what? I always get questions. Resist the urge to fill the space. Let the other person arrive in that silence. So these 5 gifts: humour, inclusion, clarity, flexibility, and silence can turn your December conversations into something more human, even when things feel really hectic. It's communication best practices like these that can contribute to a calmer, more inclusive, and more productive working environment. Intentional communication and leadership can boost mental health for those that work with you and for you. So this is really an opportunity for leaders to not just talk about mental health, but actually do something about it. If you would be interested in having your own corporate audio series with short daily episodes, each with its own Coco's communication challenge, most of the time they're like between 1 and 3 minutes, let's jump on a call to talk about your own private podcast. It can be for new hires, new leaders, health and safety briefings, compliance issues. Maybe it's a batch of all of those things for everybody. But anything that you need to be up to date and upbeat, I'm your girl. So one of my clients described it like having me as their communication companion. So thank you for accepting my 5 gifts of communication today as we wrap up for the end of the year. If you're curious to see how communication can create a safe psychological space at work, choose one tiny challenge to start with today. Whether you do it for yourself or your colleagues, that doesn't really matter. What matters is that you are using communication intentionally, one conversation at a time. Enjoy the break once you get that far, and unless you are one of my VoiceVantage clients, I'll speak to you in the new year, 2026. Take care now. It's Coco from Experts Speak English. Goodbye for now.